service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
He creates the fruit of our lips. The fruit, God creates it, is created, bara, from nothing. God has framed this time in which we live. Here we are walking in it, and God's given us an assignment. Like with Adam, he was a free will and a free moral agent. God was taking a chance with him, like he's taking a chance with you. You can either do what God says, or you can do what you want to do. You can do what God says, or you can live for the devil. You can do what God says, or you can still be a saint and have wicked ways and not do what God wants you to do. Hello, there are people today. I don't know what it's going to be like in the end, but there are people today that don't obey God. They're saved, but they don't always obey God. They disobey more than they obey. And they're not children. They're not little children. They're adults. And they need to be taught. They need to be corrected. But you understand what I mean? In this time frame that God has given us life, he's also given us responsibility. He says, I will create the fruit of your lips. So he wants us to homologeo, speak the same thing. That he see why his original purpose, bring heaven into the earth, bring it here and then expand it till the earth was filled with the glory of heaven, and then to expand it into the universe till the whole universe is full of his glory. That's his original purpose. That was his original purpose with Lucifer, his original purpose with Adam, his original purpose with Jesus coming as a man and getting and redeeming us back and establishing the church in the earth. To bring heaven into the earth. You know, when you are truly speaking the word of God and your mind is renewed by the word and your mouth, you're speaking the word, you have peace, but you also have, let me say, you have a portion of heaven on earth. How many know there's peace up in heaven? Ain't nothing disturbing, ain't no disturbances in heaven. Total peace. Amen? And that's God's will for us in the earth. But there's an adversary that we have to contend with. But God says, I will keep you in perfect peace, even when you're contending, if you keep your mind stayed on me. Because you're telling me you trust in me. I said Sunday how we have to go beyond trusting just what God said to trusting God, period. He said this to me. I believe it. I don't see it, so I'm just trusting him, period. I'm not worried about what he said. I know he said that to me, but I'm trusting God. I'm sure there's a whole nother dimension of peace. When you can trust, you can lay your head down and say, Lord, I know there are deadlines and I can't see meeting them, but you said this, so I'm looking to you. I'm arresting you. There's no disturbance in you. You're not trying to worry me about stuff. You said you'll give me peace, and so I'm arresting that peace. And guess what? God says, I start to create. See, when you're at peace, you say things that you wouldn't say when you're not at peace. And when you're at peace, you can continue to say, just like with Jesus, when he was under duress, when he was under persecution, he still spoke what he heard his father say. In spite of what it cost him, in spite of how people turned against him, he continued to speak what his father said, and he remained at peace. And that peace was a shield. That peace guarded him. Remember one time, one of the kings or the high priest, they sent soldiers to arrest him. Imagine with me, soldiers. They come into the service. They come up in the service with their shield and their helmets and their spears. And there's a crowd of people listening to you, and they come up to the back. And the moment they come into that atmosphere, something starts to arrest them. They come to arrest him. They come to take him by force. But that peace that was emanating from him arrested that spirit in him. Can you see? This is what I see in the spirit. They find some seats in the back. Take the spear, you know, kind of set it down. Take off the shield, you know, set it down. Take the hat off. Because when they went back to their leaders. And they said, listen, we couldn't arrest him. They said, never a man spake like this before. In other words, they couldn't get to him through that. Listen to me. You want to really walk in authority. Authority is at the throne. Authority lies at the throne. There is one authority in the universe. That is God Almighty, the God that we serve. There's no other God. Amen. This is not a cult. Amen. This is not, you know, some religion. This is salvation. Amen. This is to all the world that will receive it. It's in every nation. It's in every culture. It's come down through every generation. So it ain't something done in a corner. But this is, he's the only true, the only living God, the only God. And he has graced us to believe and to receive. But it's at the throne where the authority is. And the throne is surrounded in the book of Revelation by a sea of glass. I dropped my son off at school. He goes to school over on the ocean there now. And when I drop him off, I always have time to go by. And it was the time I was able to watch the sun rise up out of over at the intercoastal there. But now it's already up. But the ocean, a lot of times, you can tell when it's real choppy. And there are times where it's just as calm, where you don't see a ripple. You don't see a ripple. See, around the throne, around God's throne. Brother Willie, stand up for me. Stand up right over here. I'm going to let you be God tonight. You like that, don't you? Just turn and face me now. Now, here I am in the spirit. Okay, I'm being troubled by the enemy, but I'm starting to take my authority. I'm here in the earth realm and I'm warring with the enemy. But God says, I will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on me because you trust in me. So what I have to do, I have to approach God. When I don't have peace, when the enemy's trying to take my peace, trouble me, things are starting to add up, pile up on me. I'm not just going to try to face him in the flesh. I need to get to God. Come on. I need to cast this care. I need to put this burden upon the Lord. So as I start to pray and as I start to sojourn, I start to move in the spirit realm. I might still be in here. Sitting in my seat, but I'm praying. So I'm moving toward God. I'm moving toward God. Now I feel these pressures and anxieties starting to leave me. What am I doing? I'm passing through that sea of glass that is calm. See, it's a calming. See, when I reach God, by the time I reach the throne, it's gone now. You know, it still may be there, but it ain't here now. I still may have to face it tomorrow, but it ain't bothering me now. Because I've made it to the throne. But how did I get that? I had to come through peace. And the end result was that I have peace now. Where am I now? I'm at the place of authority. Now I can deal with this thing. Now when I go out, I'm not going out all frustrated now. You ain't provoking me no more. Now you're going to have to deal with me in my dunamis. Are you hearing? You can sit down. Thanks. That's why your words have to line up. Your words have to line up. You have to go through peace. Peace is an indicator. It's an umpire. It's a weapon. We bruise Satan under our feet. The peace of God will shortly bruise the enemy under your feet. If he constantly pulls me into strife, I'm not progressing. And it happens, but we need to limit those happenings. Let me explain to you here this last verse. Verse 15, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise unto God continually. That is, now here, the sacrifice of praise is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Now that phrase, giving thanks to his name, in the Greek, giving thanks is the word confession. In other words, it reads, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, confessing to his name. Let me read it again. This is how it reads in the Greek. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks or confessing to his name. Now, help me here, Holy Ghost. Bring the teacher. Come on, Holy Spirit, teach us. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. In other words, offering the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Offering the sacrifice of praise to God continually. The sacrifice of praise to God continually. When we praise God, there's a reason we praise him, right? If nothing good seems to be going on, we can praise God for our salvation, which is always good going on. You know what I mean? But there's always something we can give the sacrifice of praise to God continually for. We are continually giving God praise. We are continually giving God the sacrifice of praise for something he's done. But now look what it's contingent upon. That is the fruit of our lips. Now God said, I will create the fruit of your lips. Confessing his name or confessing his word. Let me put it that way. Same thing. Confessing his word. What are we looking at here? God says there will be a sacrifice of praise unto me continually for what I'm doing in your life. There'll be a continual manifestation. You'll be continually praising me for something I've done, for something that's manifested in your life. Because I'm going to create the fruit of your lips, your confession. I'm going to continue to be blessing because your confession is going to continue to create stuff that's going to cause you to give me praise because I'm blessing you because you are confessing my word. Did somebody get it? Come on, give him a praise right now if you got it. God says there'll be a continual sacrifice of praise continually. Not just once in a while, but continually. Why? Because I'm going to be giving you the fruit of your lips. What you are saying, I'm going to create it. That's going to cause you to praise. I'm going to create, you're going to praise. I'm going to create, you're going to praise. I'm going to create, you're going to praise. You're going to thank me. You're going to confess me. You're going to give me glory. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, everybody in here, give him a praise right now. Come on, give him one of them Sunday morning praises. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. God's going to give you a sacrifice of praise to him continually. 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 Because he's going to create the fruit of your lips. Every day you're going to have something to praise God about. Guess what God did yesterday? Guess what God did this morning? Guess what God did this afternoon? Guess what God manifests this evening? Guess what God about to do for you tomorrow? Creating the fruit of your lips, which will cause continual sacrifices of praise unto God. Because he will create the fruit of your lips.
We have come to the close of part 5 of Transformation, Speak to the Mount. We live in two realms, the natural realm here on earth and the spiritual realm. Because of this, no matter where we are, we must be able to receive truth. Money is a provision, but God is the provider.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's just before 8 o'clock here, and you are listening to WCNO Palm City. We want to break in just for a couple of minutes here before our next program. We're going to miss Paul Kendall and Family Matters this morning because I want to just take a minute or two to share with you what's going on today, because this is a very important day for us here at WCNO. We've come down to this last day that we will have to raise the funding that this ministry needs to operate on over the next few months. Now, this morning already, we've had some folks going online. We had Robert from Hope Sound giving a gift of $50. We thank you so much for that. Eva, calling in today.